You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
Welcome to Breadline from the Australian Unemployed Workers Union on Community Radio 3CR.
So put down that job plan and listen to us.
I'd first like to acknowledge that this program is being broadcast from the lands of the Wurundjeri of the Kulin Nation. So their sovereignty was never ceded, and we want to pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. And we also acknowledge that the unfairness of the welfare system disproportionately affects First Nations people.
Hello, everybody. My name is Daryl, and welcome back to another all-enhanced Botox-injected episode of The Breadline Show, brought to you by the Australian Unemployed Workers Union here on 3CR Community Radio, 8:55 a.m. on your dial, or online at 3cr.org.au in full, high-quality, high-definition coloured sound. And if you're having problems with your job provider, get onto our website at auwu.org.au, and there you will find information that hopefully will be of some help to you. And now some news headlines that I picked out for the past week, as I understand it. The ATO wiped nearly a $1 million tax debt owned by former Prime Minister Paul Keating. But if you or I owed them 5 cents, believe you me, they will chase you to the ends of the earth to get it. Don't you worry about that. Next, 75% of First Nations people can't access their super because they don't have a MyGov or email account, especially in remote areas. One example of a guy who has no computer, no internet, no phone, and no utility bills to prove who he is, yet the super fund insists he goes online. Yeah, well, that's a big help, isn't it? Next. Australia Post in the CBD has been broken into a number of times. Their solution? To move across the road. Yes, well, that should put a stop to them, shouldn't it? The federal government is relaxing beef imports from America. Well, the cattle farmers in this country are going to love that, aren't they? And the trouble there is most people in this country are so complicit, I'm willing to bet people will buy it. In turn, that will put the Australian cattle farmers out of business. And once that happens, that's the end of fresh meat in this country as we know it. Next, a major Australian healthcare service are closing down most of their psychology clinics Australia-wide due to rising costs. That's great, as if there is not enough people around now that can't get the help that they need already. And it's going to get worse. Homeless people, for instance, that has a dramatic effect on their mental health. And that's the news headlines for the past week. Now, I'd like to introduce a guest I have here is Frank Ferguson, who's...
Hank,
sorry.
That's all right.
He has been to, where were you today, Flemington?
Yeah, at 120 Racecourse Road in Flemington this morning.
Yeah, and you saw... So tell us what you saw there, what's been happening, Hank.
Well, the Homes Victoria are already starting to, like, do preparatory work for demolitions. I mean, they're also going into flats. So this is about public... their plan to knock down the public 44 public housing towers with 10,000 people living in them. That's a good idea in a housing crisis.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. So in that, they're already, people are still living there and they're like drilling into the ground to test the ground for the new constructions they want to do. It was reported to me that they were even drilling into the wall. And they're going...
There's a building sitting on it now. Don't they know what the ground's like? No, it's...
Well, you know...
Why do they need to test... Anyway, go on.
Yeah. Well, I guess they're just doing surveying work.
Yeah.
And they're not knocking down all the buildings. It looks like they're knocking down the buildings that are worth the most. Worth the most money to the developers to make money out of.
Yeah.
Because they want to replace them with so-called...
Community housing,
which is just another word, just their smart word or not honest word for private.
Yeah.
And exactly. So they want to eradicate, get rid of public housing altogether. But they're not going for these buildings first that are worth the most money.
Yeah.
Where the real estate's worth. It looks like that. So people are still living there and they're drilling and they're already going into flats that are and like starting to pull them apart.
Right.
And
So there's some empty already, is there?
Yeah, there are some empty already. Well, they're trying to intimidate people to sign up to move out.
Mm.
So that they can get on with their
Do they have another nasty placement for them somewhere, or are they just telling them to get out?
You're listening to a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned to hear the rest of your 3CR podcast.
Can get on with their
Do they have another
nasty job.
Placement for them somewhere, or are they just telling them to get out and that's it?
No, well, they want to put them into these community housing developments that they're doing.
Oh, privately owned housing. Yeah.
Although there was on the ABC report, they're starting to look at buying private houses, the governments, because they haven't got enough places to put people. And this isn't housing people who are homeless or at risk of being homeless now or all the people on the waiting list. So I was down there, and what we're doing, what I joined in is a number of housing groups who can see that this is a terrible policy are going down there and having a community picket to try and stop them doing this work and throwing people out of their homes and knocking down these 44 public housing buildings that they want to do.
Yeah.
So we went down there to Flemington this morning,
mm-hmm.
and then there was a... they didn't have any people working doing the job. They didn't send them yet. The police came down, but they didn't send the workers. And then when we all left,
mm-hmm.
they sent the guys in at 12:30.
When everyone else was gone.
When the protesters, the picket had gone.
Yeah.
And they're doing this in, so that's 20 Racecourse Road, Richmond Williams Court, which are walk-ups.
Yep.
I mean, I was talking to a guy.
Oh, the walk-ups, they're knocking them down too.
Yeah, in Richmond.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Right.
And some of them are empty. There's a few empty ones. You know, there's people living on the street and they've got these empty places.
Yeah.
And they're going in there and they've already knocked down a kid's playground. They've cut trees down. They've knocked down fences. And I was actually talking to a guy who lives in one of these walk-ups, and it's like he says he's had a broken toilet for 2 years. And he still hasn't got them to be able to fix it yet.
Oh.
Because they want to push these people out.
Yeah.
So they're not even fixing their, giving them a decent, I mean, a private landlord wouldn't be allowed to do that.
No.
You know, so they're acting like slumlords, you know.
Yeah.
And the other place is in, that's Williams Road in Richmond and North Melbourne, 33 Alfred Street.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of really important that people can, that we can get as many people who care about this to go down.
As many people as possible,
Sure. Because they're being really dodgy, and if you care about housing, which you kind of, you said just a minute ago while the music was playing, it can affect anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like I was saying, you could have a job, a family, a mortgage, but all that can change just overnight, couldn't it? So this is something that really affects everybody.
Yeah,
it's everyone's business, and there's a lot of good support behind you, like the Save Public Housing Collective. I'm just reading here. It's a grassroots movement made up of local public housing estate residents and resident groups, neighbourhood friends of public housing, activists and advocacy groups, legal professionals, academics and researchers.
Yeah. Well, the academics and researchers have shown, and the government doesn't appear to be interested in this, have shown that it's actually cheaper not to knock the buildings down. And this has been done in many different countries where they've refurbished the buildings very successfully. But they're not interested because they just want to give the land over to their dodgy...
To their conglomerate mates.
To their conglomerate. So I should say those organisations that you mentioned, if anybody goes on to, say, Instagram.com, www.instagram.com.
Yep.
There's save public housing collective,
mm-hmm.
all in as one word. There's information, there'll be information there about where to go to the community pickets. Also, Gabrielle De Vitri,
mm-hmm.
her site, which is one word, that's D E V I E T R-I, Dvitri, Gabrielle.
Yep.
And also Rahu, which is the Renters and Housing Union. Rahu underscore national. On Instagram, you should be able to find where, if you're interested and you want to help out, you can come and stop this terrible work that they're already starting.
Yeah. Tell us about when this rally is on, Hank.
Yeah, well, it's this weekend on Saturday, starting at the Victorian State Library at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Save Public Housing mass rally.
Yeah, and it goes till 1 o'clock and then you're marching to Department of Housing and onto Parliament.
Yeah, that's right. And there'll be speakers at each place.
Yep.
And it's really important that people go down so they can see the public support. And I'll tell you, we need volunteers for that as well. So if you go to tinyurl, tinyurl.com/phrallyhelp, that's PH for public housing, rally, R-A-L-L-Y, help. People to volunteer to help with the rally. You're very welcome to volunteer for the rally to help us with marshals and all the logistics of it.
Yeah.
And also you can go to rahu.org.au/public housing and come down to the rally.
Yes, yes. Oh, well, good. Yeah, well, I think I'll be there myself.
Yay. So,
yeah, great. All right. Well, thanks very much for coming in and
pleasure
giving us an update on what's happening there. All right, we've come to the end of the show now. Hank, do you know if it's still raining outside?
I think it is.
It is. Okay. All right. We'll get going now. Oh, but just before I go, if you're out on the road driving about, don't forget the roads are wet and slippery. So please slow down for the conditions. It only takes a split second for a serious accident to happen. And what do you always hear after an accident? It happens so fast. And if that doesn't scare you, just remember, there is no God.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.